一章
Chapter 11
罗马书十一章二十二节
Verse 22
可见神的恩慈和眼力向那跌倒的人是眼力的向你是有恩慈的只要你长久在他的恩慈里不然你也要被砍下来
Romans 11:22 Behold then the kindness and severity of God to those who fell severity but to you God's kindness if you continue in his kindness otherwise you also will be cut off
我们一定祷告
Your head bow pleaseShall we have a word of prayer?
我们再次侍立在你的面前。
Father, once again we stand still before you.
等候你向我们说话。
And we wait for you to speak to us.
父王，你若不向我们说话。
Father God, if you do not speak to us.
我们就如将死的人一般。
We're just like dead people.
愿圣灵亲自向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit himself speak to us.
仆人们静听。
And your servants hear.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen. 靠着主的恩典，上次跟弟兄姊妹们一同交通神的愤怒。
By the Lord's grace, last time I shared with you all on God's wrath.
神他是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
他恨恶罪恶。
He abhors sinners.
所以他断不以有罪的为无罪。
So he shall never clear the guilty ones.
要追讨人的罪，自父及子的，直到三四代。
And will visit the sins of the fathers to the children's children to the third and fourth generation.
在这个烈火的神面前呢，我们实在是要战惊恐惧。
So before the fiery wrath before God, we should tremble and fear.
所以圣经要我们呢，能够按着他当得的敬畏。晓得他的愤怒。
So we should know his anger according to the honor which is due our God.
但是我们也提到，虽然神他是一个发怒的神。
We also mentioned that although God is the God who becomes angry.
但是他的慈爱呢，远远超过他的愤怒。
But his kindness is far above all his anger.
他的慈爱的上及诸天的，他的信实达到穹苍。
His kindness reaches to the heavens, his faithfulness reaches to the skies.
人民牲畜他都救护的。
He preserves man and animals.
他虽然呢，神，虽然他是啊，向我们蛮有怒气。
Although God sometimes is full of anger.
他是我们一夜虽有哭泣的，早晨却必欢呼。
Although we have weeping one night, but in the morning we shall have joy.
所以我们一面认识神的愤怒。
So on the one hand, we should know God's wrath.
认识神公义的审判。
We should know His righteous judgment.
我想我们更应该来多认识神的慈爱。
On the other hand, we should even know more of His kindness.
神他公义的审判。
His righteous judgment.
他严厉的惩治。
His severe punishment.
只不过是一个手段。
This is just a means that God used.
他要我们呢来享受他的慈爱。
In order that we would enjoy His kindness.
让我们能够早早保得他的慈爱。
So we will be satisfied early with His kindness.
好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
So we will rejoice all our lives.
神的慈爱实在是极其广大央茫的。
God's loving kindness is so vast and immense.
他的那个长阔高深呢，是没有人能够测度的。
Its width, length, height, and depth is simply cannot be measured.
唯有当圣徒在一起聚集的时候，我们才能够尝到一点点。
Only when all the saints are gathered together, we might taste just a little bit of it.
所以我想今天呢，就着神的恩慈了，我们一同来思想神的慈爱。
So today we would like to consider in view of His kindness.
神呢，向我们的作为是实在有恩慈的。
Because God's deeds are indeed full of kindness to us.
在以弗所书要告诉我们呢。
In the book of Ephesians,
当我们还死在过犯中的时候呢，他叫我们与基督一同活过来。
While we were dead in trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ.
同时呢，要我们一同跟基督一同住在天上。
He also made us sit together with Christ in the heavenly places.
他要把他那个极丰富的恩典。
And he wants to show us the exceeding abundance of his love.
他说就是在基督耶稣里面的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。
That is the very kindness in Christ Jesus. He wants to show us in the ages to come.
神在耶稣基督里面呢，是给我们极丰富的恩典。
Now God in Christ Jesus has given us exceedingly abundant grace.
但是我们如何认识他的恩典呢？
But how can we come to know his grace?
是借着他呢恩慈的作为。
Now it is through the deeds of his kindness.
如果不是借着神恩慈的作为的话，我们不能够认识神的恩典。
Well, if not for so, then we can never understand his grace.
如果我们要认识神的丰盛的恩典的话，
if we want to know his abundant grace,
我们要常常来思想住在神的恩慈里。
We often come to think about how to dwell in his kindness.
当摩西向神祷告的时候，
when Moses prayed to God,
神啊，求你把你的荣耀显给我看。
He prayed that God show me your glory.
那时候以色列人拜偶像啊，拜那个做金牛犊拜的偶像。
In those days, all the Israelites worshipped the golden calf.
神大发烈怒。
And God was furious.
所以呢，摩西呢，在神的面前为百姓祷告。
So Moses prayed before God for all the Israelites.
神听了他的祷告。
And God heard his prayer.
赦免了以色列人。
And God forgave all these Israelites.
这件事情呢，深深地摸着了那个摩西的心啊。
And the whole incident touched Moses' heart so much.
他就发出那个祷告，说：“神啊，求你把你的荣耀显给我看。”
So he prayed this way, Lord, show me your glory.
神说呢，我要将我一切的恩慈啊，在你面前经过。
And God said, I will make all my kindness pass through before you.
我要宣告我的名啊。
And I will proclaim my name.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
当摩西要求神把他的荣耀显出来的时候，
When Moses asked God to show his glory,
神的回应的是我要显出我一切的恩慈。
God answered that I will show you all my kindness.
我们要认识神的恩的荣耀嘛。
So, to know God's glory,
我们要看见神的荣耀嘛。
To see his glory,
我们要来经历神的恩慈。
You have to experience
我们认识神恩慈的作为。
You have to know all his deeds of kindness.
神在圣经里头啊，给我们看见许多蒙神所爱的人。
In the Bible, God has shown us so many people that God loves so much.
因为在神的恩典呢，神在神面，他们在神面前都是蒙爱的。
They are called the beloved before God.
然后他们在许多方面呢来彰显我们主耶稣基督的荣美。
And also in many ways they manifested the glory of our Lord.
啊，这些在圣经上这的先祖们呢
？All these forefathers in the Bible.
当我们看他们历史的时候
，As we read their histories,
我们一面呢是看见他们是得胜的。
On the one hand, we see they're all overcomers.
是刚强的。
They're strong.
是那个蛮能够跟随主的。
They are full of the strength that enables them to follow God.
但是呢，我们在看他们的历史的时候呢，我们常常也发觉。
On the other hand, as we read their histories, we also realize.
一面他们是刚强的。
On the one hand, they're strong.
但一面呢，他们常常也是软弱的。
On the other hand, they're also very weak.
一面他们是得胜的。
On the one hand, they are victorious.
那么他们常常免不了要失败的。
On the other hand, they often fail.
这些呢，让我们在历史书里面都看得非常的清楚。
We could see all this very distinctly in the books of history.
历史书呢，非常忠实的把这些人的一生呢记在我们面前。
Because the history books faithfully recorded all these people's life events.
但是我们在后面看到神一提到这些先祖们的时候
，But later as we see, we read that when God mentioned all these fathers,
神总是提到他们正面。
God always talk about the positive side.
神总是看见他们得胜的一面。
God always see their victorious part.
神总是看见他们有那个信心的一面。
God always sees the part where they have so much faith.
我们有时候以为这些看如果看新约的话，都以为这些人是完全人。
Sometimes when we only read the New Testament, you would say, "Wow, all these are perfect men."
但是发觉呢，神看事情啊，常常跟我们有不同的看法。
But God views things differently from ours.
首先我们来看亚伯拉罕。
So let's consider Abraham first.
亚伯拉罕呢，圣经说他是一个信心之父。
Now the Bible says that Abraham is the father of faith.
他在神面前实在是大有信心的人。
And before God, he's a man full of faith.
当神在加勒底的乌格约尔向他显现的时候
，When God appeared to Abraham in Ur，
呼召他从本族父家出来
，And called him out of his own land, his father's house, his country。
他二话不说，就跟随主了，就出去了。
He said nothing right away. He simply followed God.
希伯来书告诉我们说当他出去的时候他还不知道往哪里去
In Hebrews we read that when he went out he did not know where he was about to go
每次我读到这里的时候就非常的稀奇啊
Every time when I read here I was so amazed
就好像有一天呢亚伯拉罕呢跟他的太太莎拉说
Just as Abraham one time said to his wife Sarah
召集你的那个仆人婢女们
Gather together all your servants and maids
把这个我们的家当通通都那个打包起来
And pack up all our possessions.
那个可以卖的就卖。
You could sell whatever you could.
可以送的就送。
Or give away whatever.
该丢的就丢。
Whatever you need to throw
我们呢
away to it.
我们现在要搬家了。
Now we're going to we're on the move. We're moving away.
几天忙活下来之后啊。
After through several days of visit.
通通都预备好了。
Everything is ready.
那这个莎拉就问她的先生说。
And Sarah asked her husband,
他说亲爱的弟兄啊
Dear brother,
事情都预备好了
Everything is settled.
我们想往哪里去啊
Where are we going?
亚伯拉罕说
And Abraham said,
还不知道
I don't know.
我们要搬家没错
We're moving away.
但是我不知道搬哪里去
But I don't know where I'm going.
我想这个不但是亚伯拉罕需要这个是大有信心啊
Not only that Abraham needs such great faith.
莎拉也需要信心
But also Sarah
实在的跟着他的父亲、啊、跟他的侄儿多的都还是有点信心的
Even with him, his father, his nephew They all need a certain amount of faith
他们的那个不知道往哪里去但还是出去了
Because they did not know where they were going But they still went
神带到他们到了迦南地
And God led them to the land of Canaan
在那里呢他虽然到了应许之地啊他还在那里搭帐篷
Even though they went to the promised land They were simply pitching up all the tents
好像还在那里做客一样
As though they were simply sojourners
他一点都不觉得要在那里常住
Never did they think they would stay there for a long time
因为他心里所想望的呢
Because what he desired
还不是地上的事情
Was not earthly things
他所想望的是那个天上的那座城
He desired the heavenly city
所以、啊、圣经说他实在是有信心的人
So the Bible tells us that he's a man of faith
当他那个年老的时候
When he was old
那个神、啊、答应他要给他一个后嗣
And God promised to give him a descendant
有一天呢把神把他领到那个户外去
So one day God let him outside in the field
他把那个天上的星呢指给他看
And God showed him the stars in the sky
他说你能够数算这些众星吗
Can you count all these stars
如果你的后裔也就将要如此
Your descendants shall be as numerous as these stars
你的后裔要像天上的星海边的沙那样的多
Your descendants shall be like the stars in the sky and the sand in the sea
那时候 亚伯兰那时候叫亚伯兰了那已经八十几岁了
Now Abraham, that's when he was called, was in his 80s.
他一点都不怀疑。
He doubted.
他相信神。
He simply believed God.
神就称他为义。
So God called him righteous.
等他年老的时候，他确实得到了一个儿子以撒。
And when he was old, he did get a son, Isaac.
当神要他把以撒献上的时候。
And then when God told him to offer Isaac.
他一点都没有犹豫。
He did not doubt at all.
就把以撒要献在坛上。
He simply offered Isaac on altar.
他深深相信。
He firmly believed.
就算是我把以撒杀了，神也叫他从死里复活。
Even though I kill Isaac, God will raise him up.
所以他虽然没有把以撒杀了
，So although he did not kill Isaac,
但他好像呢从死里没有得回他的以撒似的。
But it seems that he got Isaac back from the dead.
我想说，这样子一个信心的列祖啊
，A father of such great faith.
那他在生活当中一定没有软弱了。
So we would assume that there were no weaknesses in his life.
但是我们在读创世纪的时候
But as we read Genesis,
我们发觉呢，亚伯拉罕有许多的软弱。
We find out that Abraham was full of weaknesses.
有些软弱呢，我们都不能够相信在一个普通人身上会发生的。
So many weaknesses that we cannot imagine that it would happen in Abraham.
他虽然到了迦南地。
Now, after he went to Canaan,
但是他有两次离开迦南地。
But twice he left Canaan.
一次呢，他下到埃及去。
One time he went down to Egypt.
因为当地有饥荒的缘故。
Because there was a famine there.
一次呢，他下到那个基拉尔去了。
The other time he went down to Gera.
也离开了迦南的境界。
He also left the boundary of Canaan.
如果他真是里面有充足的信心的话。
If he was so full of faith,
没有任何事情能够把他不应该把他离开神应许之地的。
Nothing should move him out of the promised land.
就算是有饥荒了。
Even though there might be famine.
神已经把他从老远的迦勒底的乌尔带到迦南地了。
Since God had already brought him from Ur the Chaldeans,
神一定负他的一切的责任。
God would take all the responsibility.
但是亚伯拉罕软弱了。
But Abraham was weak.
他要下到埃及去暂时住一住。
So he said, I'll just go down to Egypt. Just live there for a little while.
另外一次呢，他又下到南地去了，到了基拉尔去。
Now the other time he went down to the south to Gera.
两次呢，那我们看见呢，他对于神原先所应许他的，他里面似乎起了动摇。
So in these two times, it seems that he was doubtful of what God had already promised him.
而且呢，就在这两次离开迦南地的时候
，And in these two times when he departed from Canaan,
他失去了神的同在。
He lost the presence of God.
他有一件错事，他连犯了两次。
And he made one mistake twice in a row.
就是呢，他在人面前呢，称他的儿子撒拉呢为他的妹子。
That is before man he called
他的妻子为他的妹子。
His wife.Sarah, his sister.
哦，撒拉确实她是同父异母的妹子。
Yes, Sarah and Abraham have the same father, different mothers.
但是在到了埃及地，到了基拉尔的时候呢，他只敢称她是自己的妹妹，不敢称她是自己的妻子。
But when he went down to Egypt and to Gera, he would not call Sarah his wife, but only his sister.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为撒拉太漂亮了。
Because Sarah was so pretty.
他怕别人因为撒拉的缘故啊，来杀了他。
Abraham was afraid that people might kill him because of Sarah.
我想这个不要说是一个信心之父了。
Well, not to mention this happened to this father faith.
像是一个普通的人呢，大概不会做这种事情。
Even with a regular person, he would not do so.
你不能保护你的妻子，已经是很羞耻的事。
It's already a shameful thing that you cannot protect your own wife.
他居然还为了保自己的性命的缘故啊，只称她为妹子。这一次呢，被那个法老王娶去的；一次呢，被那个亚比米勒王娶去去了。
And twice, once, Sarah was taken into the palace by the Egyptian king, the other by the Gera king, simply because he was afraid for the sake of his very own skin.
我从一方面来看呢。
But if we view it from this side,
我们想呢，撒拉蒂是非常美丽的女子。
We know that Sarah is so beautiful.
那个时候呢，她这两次呢，亚伯拉罕的年龄啊，一次大概是七十七八岁，一次呢是八十九岁。
When these two things happened, Abraham was once 78, 79, and the other time was 89 years old.
那撒拉呢比他小十岁。
Sarah was 10 years younger.
所以撒拉呢第一次呢大概是六十七八岁。
So Sarah was probably 67 or 68 when the first incident happened.
第二次呢大概已经有八十九岁了。
The second time Sarah was
对不对？第二次的时候，亚伯拉罕是九十九岁，那么撒拉呢？那个是八十九岁。
The second time Sarah was 89 years old, and Abraham was 99 years old.
哦，一个女子啊，到了七十七八岁，到了八十九岁的时候呢，她丈夫还要担心啊。
So for a lady when she reached the 70s and 80s, for her husband still to be worried about her.
哇，她一定是非常美丽的女子。
So she must be exceedingly pretty.
实在是亚伯拉罕的福分。
Truly, this is Abraham's blessing.
但是再怎么说呢，都是上了年龄的人。
But no matter what, they are all pretty advanced in age.
亚伯拉罕在那样的年龄的时候，他居然还这样子担心啊。
Abraham, at this old age, still worried about.
如果说他们就是还很年轻呢，我们可以理解。
If Abraham were very young and this happened, we could understand why Abraham was worried.
到这么老迈的时候还这样子担心，还怕这样死，我们真是很怀疑啊，亚伯拉罕在神的面前是什么样的光景。
But when he reached such an old age, he was still so scared of his own life, scared of to be killed. We wonder what kind of spiritual condition he was in.
因为离开了神应许之地，他就落在这样的光景里面。
Because once he left the promised land, he simply fell into this low condition.
当他85岁的时候，
when he was 85 years old,
他的太太太撒来也跟他建议。
And his wife Sarah suggested to him.
说我现在已经老了。
And she said, "Well, I am old."
大概不能够再生孩子了。
I cannot bear any children.
那么，请你呢娶我的使女夏甲为妻呢，从她生子，我好从她得后啊。
Why don't you take my maidservant Hagar and make her your wife so that I can have descendants from her?
亚伯拉罕也听从了。
And Abraham listened.
娶了夏甲。
So he took Hagar in.
生了以实玛利。
And they bore Ishmael.
他在想了，这下我可是帮了神的大忙了。
And he thought, well, I did such a wonderful job for our God.
这时候他86岁。
Now he was 86 years old.
但是神呢，13年之久没向他说话。
But for 13 years, God did not speak to him.
13年之久呢，向他隐藏。
For 13 years, God hid himself from Abraham.
他凭自己的肉体而替神做事情。
So by his own flesh,He did work for God.
靠着自己的能力的，想要成就神的应许。
Now, by his own ability, he was trying to bring to pass God's promise.
所换来的却是神十三年的静默。
What he received instead was 13 years of silence.
直到他99岁的时候，神再一次向他解释，再向他显现。
99 years old, God once again appeared to Abraham.
神就说，我是全能的神。
And God said, I am the Almighty God.
我没有事情不能做的。
Nothing with me is impossible.
你要在我面前做完全人。
Be a perfect man before me.
不要一天一半属天，一半属地。
Do not walk heavenly up and a half in heaven way and half in earthly way.
一半呢靠着凭着信心信靠神呢，一半呢凭着自己的肉体来做事情。
Half by faith you trust in God and half by your own flesh you do all your work.
同时呢神再次向他应许。
And then once again God made his promise.
他说你的心子呢那要改名字。
Your wife should change her name.
他要叫被称为莎拉了。
Now she should be called Sarah.
因为他要做多国之母。
Because she should be the mother of all nations.
有许多国的君王要从他而出。
Many kings will come before her.
亚伯拉罕这时候在想啊。
And Abraham was thinking,
他说已经快100岁的人了。
I'm about 100 years old.
还能够生孩子吗？
Can I bear more children?
莎拉已经快90岁了。
And Sarah was about 90 years old.
岂能够有这样的喜事呢？
How could anything good coming like this?
神说了。
And God did say it.
他在里面信不来。
But he could not believe him.
他里面暗笑。
And Sarah was laughing in her heart.
亚伯拉罕在里面。笑话。那么神说不然，莎拉一定要生一个儿子，而且你要给他起名叫以撒。
Abraham was laughing in his heart, and but God said, "No, Sarah will bear you a son."
不但这样呢，过了没多久啊。
And also not long after.
那个神呢，为了所罗玛的事情呢，再一次向亚伯拉罕显现。
God appeared to Abraham once again, because of Sodom and Gomorrah.
就再一次跟他说，明年我必要回来。
And God told him that next year I will come back here.
撒拉呢必生一个儿子。
Sarah will bear a son.
这时候呢不是亚伯拉罕笑了。
Now at this time it's not Abraham who
这时候呢是撒拉在里面笑了。
It's Sarah who is laughing.
他说呢我主已经老迈了。
And she says that my Lord is old.
我也已经过了这个怀孕生孩子的时候了。
I'm well over the age to bear children.
岂能还有这样的喜事吗？
Is there anything good that would come about?
很显然呢，要不是亚伯拉罕呢，神第一次跟他讲的时候，他没有跟撒拉说。
So apparently, when God spoke to Abraham the first time, he did not say that the same thing to Sarah.
要不然呢，就是他说是说了，但是亚伯拉罕自己也不确定。
Or even if Abraham did say it, Abraham himself wasn't sure.
所以当撒拉他亲自听到神这么话说话的时候
，So when Sarah heard this from God,
他里面也是信不来啊。
She could not believe it either.
都快要死的人了，怎么可能还有这样的事呢
？She said that I'm about to die. How could this thing happen?
顺便再看，在亚伯拉罕的一生啊，他不是都是得胜的。
So we see in Abraham's life, he is not always victorious.
他跟我们一样，也常常有软弱的。
So he's just like us. He has all the weaknesses.
可是，在圣经在说到亚伯拉罕的时候啊
，But when the Bible speaks of Abraham,
你很稀奇一件事情。
Amazingly,
他所犯的那些错啊，圣经一次以后再一次都没有提过。
God in the Bible, it mentions nothing at all the mistakes that Abraham has made.
他那个神呢，也没有把他的那个错事拿当那个负面的教材来教导我。
God never uses Abraham's mistakes as a lesson to learn, a negative lesson to learn from.
当我们在说到亚伯拉罕的时候呢
，When we talk about Abraham,
我们也不时的会把亚伯拉罕的那个失败呀、啊，当做负面的教材来讲。
We often pick up all the Abraham's weaknesses and we use them as material negatively.
但是神呢，在他这些软弱的事情上，他一次都没有提。
But God never mentions any of these.
不但如此、啊，在罗马书第四章里面。
Not only so, even in Romans 4.
罗马书第四章第十九节的他怎么说、啊？
Romans 4:19.
他说他将近百岁的时候。
When he was about 100 years old.
那虽然想到自己的身体如同已死。
Even though he thought that his body as a dead man.
那个撒拉的生育已经断绝了。
And Sarah had stopped her conception.
他的信心还是不软弱。
But his faith was strong.
并且呢，仰望神的应许。
And also he looked unto God's promise.
总没有因不信的心里起疑惑。
Now he did not waver at God's promises.
那反倒呢，因信心里得坚固。
But believing, he was strengthened.
那将荣耀归给神。
And giving glory to God.
他说呢，且满心相信神所应许的，就必能做成。
He was fully convinced that whatever God has promised will be brought about.
所以呢，这就算为他的义。
And this is counted righteousness.
我们在读这句话的时候呢，都不明白这句话、啊。
As we read this passage, we don't really understand it.
这段话跟在创世纪所记载的时候不相符合啊。
Because this passage doesn't seem to match up with what is recorded in Genesis.
我们在创世纪里面所看见的亚伯拉罕不是这个亚伯拉罕啊。
In Genesis, the Abraham didn't act this way.
当神向亚伯拉罕说明年要给他生个儿子的时候，他不信啊。
When God told Abraham that next year you will bear a son, Abraham did not believe God.
他自己不信啊。
He himself did not believe God.
撒拉也不信啊。
Nor did Sarah.
但是呢，在这边说了，他是心里一点都不软弱，一点都不疑惑。
But here the Bible tells us that he had no doubt at all in his heart.
可能啊，是当神两次向他说话之后。
Maybe after twice God spoke to him about it.
他得到神的话呢，他再次得坚固。
After he received God's word, once again he was strengthened.
再次确定了神的应许不会改变。
Once again he was sure of God's promises, which will never be changed.
神再次坚定他里面的信心呀。
So once again God has strengthened his faith.
但是不论怎么说。
No matter what.
当神第一次向他说的时候。
When God spoke to him the first time.
他里面不是这样的光景的。
He wasn't like this.
他里面还是有疑惑的。
He was full of doubt.
他里面还是有软弱的。
And he had weaknesses.
但是神呢不纪念。
But God never remembered all those.
神不再提那件事情。
God never mentioned that.
神只看中了亚伯拉罕呢。
God only regarded the fact of Abraham.
他有信心那一部分。
That the very part that he had faith in.
多少时候呢？我们也像在新约书里面那个一个被鬼附的孩子的父亲一样。
So many times we're just like the father, whose son is possessed by the demon.
一面呢，我们说主啊，这个我信。
On the one hand, we say, Lord, I believe.
但是说求你帮助我的不信。
But then on the other hand, we say, Lord, help me with my unbelief.
一面说主啊，我相信你。
On the one hand, we say, Lord, I believe you.
一面说主啊，我实在信不来啊。
Now at the same time, we say, Oh Lord, I simply cannot make.
我相信你是万能的主。
I believe that you're the Almighty God.
你说有就有，命立就立。
As you speak, it is done. As you order it, it's confirmed.
在耶和华没有难成的事。
There's nothing impossible before the Lord.
一面我们跟着神说。
Now, on the other hand, we say to the Lord.
但是我就着我这个天然人来说。
According to my natural man.
我实在是信不来。
I just cannot believe.
帮助我的不信。
And help my unbelief.
不仅仅是不信心不足啊，帮助我的不信。
Not only help me with my unbelief, my lacking of my faith, but simply help me believe in you.
只要我们有这样的神，还有这样子的心啊。
As long as we have this heart toward God.
神不顾念我们的不信。
God disregard all our unbelief.
他只宝贝我们的相信，宝贝我们的信。
He only cherishes the part that we do believe.
因为我们对神还有点信心啊。
Because we have this little faith to him.
神他就能够做。
Then God is able to work in us.
他知道不是我们能做。
Because he knows that it's not that
we can do it. 本来这件事情就是神在做的。
Because it is done solely by God.
因着我们对他有点信心啊，神就在我们里面做。
And because of this little faith that we have toward Him, God is able to work.
我们看见亚伯拉罕呢，被做成一个什么样的一个在神面前的人。
Now let's consider what kind of man Abraham has become after being worked by God.
他在神面前的软弱呢，神一概不纪念。
God remembers nothing of all the weaknesses.
神宝贝的是他对神呢有一点点的信心。
God only treasures the very little faith that he has toward him.
所以他能够做到晚年的时候，当他献以撒的时候，他是那样的毫不犹豫。
God works in Abraham all this time, all the way till he is old. So we see when Abraham offered Isaac, he had no doubt at all.
就像希伯来书里面告诉我们说的。
Just as Hebrews says.
就算是我把以撒杀了。
Even though I killed Isaac,
神也能够叫他从死里复活。
God is able to raise him from the dead.
因为以撒真的就是他身体已经将要死的时候生出来的。
Isaac was born at the age when Abraham was dying.
以撒能够出生啊，就是神复活大能的明证。
The fact that Isaac was born is the very proof of God's mighty power.
他不再犹豫了。
So he doubted nothing.
他不再怀疑了。
He had no doubt at all.
他相信了，他也那个希伯来书告诉我们说，他也好，虽然没有把他杀死，他也好像从死里面重新得回他的儿子一样。
So we read in Hebrews, although Abraham never killed Isaac, but for Abraham's part, he was receiving Isaac as though Isaac was from the dead.
在这里我们看见了神的恩慈的手。
So here we see God's hand of kindness.
虽然人有软弱，
although men do have weaknesses,
但是在神的手中呢，他神能够做成什么样的工作？
But in God's hand, oh, what a wonderful work God could accomplish.
他向他百姓所施的恩慈呢，是何等样的大？
And how great is His kindness toward all His people.
我们再来看看罗德。
So that's now considered Lot.
罗德呢，他跟着亚伯拉罕他的叔叔一同出了加勒底的乌尔。
Now Lot followed his uncle coming out of Ur from the Chaldeans.
基本上来说呢，他是离开了偶像，要到神的应许地。
Basically speaking, he left the land of idols. He went to the land promise.
从我们新约的角度来讲的话呢，他是一个得救的人。
In the light of the New Testament, he was a saved person.
他也离弃了偶像，归向神。
Because he departed from the idols, he returned to God.
要服侍那又真又活的神。
In order to serve the living God.
但是呢，我们在罗德的一生当中啊。
But in Lot's life.
我们所看见的是满了软弱。
What we see is full of weaknesses.
满了失败。
Full of failures.
当亚伯拉罕跟罗德说。
When Abraham told Lot.
你我不可以相争啊。
You and I should not fly.
我们的牛羊太多了，我们没办法同居了。
We have so many flocks and herds, we cannot live together.
不但是你我不能够相争啊。
Not only you and I should not fight.
你的牧人跟我的牧人也不能够相争啊。
But your servant and mine should not fight.
因为我们呢是骨肉啊。
Because we are brethren.
他说：“你看，全地不是在你的面前吗
？Behold, all the land is before you.
你要。”你要向左，我就向右。
If you go to the left, I'll go to the right.
你向右呢，我就向左。
If you go to the right, I'll go to the left.
你自己自由的选择。
Choose yourself.
你知道，罗德呢，他一到目前为止一生都是跟着亚伯拉罕走。
Up to this point, you know that Lot had followed Abraham all his life.
他有的信心也是从亚伯拉罕那里来的。
All his faith also came from Abraham.
他自己呢，没有在神面前呢有。跟神呢实际的关系。
He himself had no direct relationship before God.
所以当他自己需要来做选择的时候
，When he himself had to make the choice,
他不知道该怎么选择。
He don't know what to choose.
我就常常想到啊，在教会里头长大的年轻人。
And I often think of all the young children, people that grow up in the church.
你的父母们呢，尽他所可能的哈，把你们带到主的面前。
Our parents do all their best to bring them before the Lord.
他们把这属灵最好的福分赐给你。
And they have given the very best spiritual blessings to you.
巴不得呢，你们一生呢能够跟随主。
All they wish is that all your life you will follow the Lord.
但是到有一天的时候。
But at one day,
On one day, 你的父母呢不能够再为你做选择。
Your parents will not be able to make choices for you.
你不能不父母不能告再告诉你说要离开乌尔要去迦南了。
Your parents will not be able to say to you, leave Ur, leave Chaldean.
你自己要做一个选择了。
You have to make your own choice.
你要选择跟随主呢，你还是要选择跟随世界。
Then you want to choose to follow the Lord, you want to follow the world.
你要那个属天的呢，还是要属地的？
You want the heavenliness or you want the earthliness?
有一天的时候，你自己要选择。
One day you have to make the choice.
你父母不能够再为你选择。
Your parents will not be able to make choice for you.
那么罗德呢？因为他自己没有跟神直接的关系。
Now Lot, he did not have this direct relationship with God.
他没有从神那里来的启示。
He never had a revelation from God.
所以呢，当他自己做选择的时候呢
？So when he made his own choice,
他眼睛所看到的呢
？What he saw?
哇，是那个约旦河的平原，是何等样的美啊！
Was all the beauty of the Jordan Plain.
然后他说，在神灭索多玛、俄摩拉之前呢，那块地啊，像耶和华那个伊甸园一样。
The Bible tells us before the Lord destroyed the Gomorrah, the Jordan Plain was just beautiful as the Garden of Eden.
全地呢都是滋润的，是非常美丽的。
All the land is nourished, is simply wonderful.
罗德一看呢，就被他吸引了。
Now, Lot saw it and Lot chose it.
他就呢，渐渐的往东迁移啊。
So he moved gradually eastward.
挪移帐篷啊。
He moved his tents.
渐渐的迁到了索多玛。
Now, gradually he moved to Gomorrah.
应许之地呢，对他来讲的话呢，不过是亚伯拉罕的信心。
So the promised land is simply from the faith of Abraham.
它里面呢，好像还没有那么大的那个地位。
And this promise hasn't taken root in his heart yet.
所以他不但是到了索多玛，他住在索多玛。
So not only he went to Gomorrah, he also lived there.
当两个天使呢到索多玛城的时候呢，罗德是住在城门口的。
When the two angels came to the city of Gomorrah, Lot was sitting at the city gate.
他先显然呢，他在索多玛呢不但是富有了。
So apparently he was not only rich in Gomorrah, but he was greatly regarded.
所以他能够坐在城门口。
That's why he could sit at the gate of the city.
哦，他在索多玛实在是得到一切他该得的。
And in Gomorrah he had received all he needed.
但是我们看见了他所遭遇的下场是何样的悲惨。
But we see how miserable his final end was.
当天使跟他说，我耶和华要灭这个城。
When the angel told him that the Lord will destroy the city,
他把这件事情告诉他两个女婿。
So Lot told his two sons-in-law.
他女婿呢，以为他是戏言呢。
His two sons-in-law were thinking that Lot was making a fun.
根本不相信他说的。
They did not believe him.
我想呢，罗德呢，平常一定是没有好的见证。
So I suppose Lot had never had a very good testimony before that.
没有人能看见他里面 是有那个向神的信心的。
People could not see that he had that faith toward God.
所以当他两个女婿听的时候呢，他说这种属天的话大概不是我岳父说得出来的。
So when his two sons-in-law heard this from their father-in-law, they thought this heavenly words could not be from him.
他们不相信。
They did not believe him.
他们两个就死在索多玛城里。
So they died in the city of Gomorrah.
他只能带着他的两个女儿啊，跟他的太太逃离了索多玛。
Now Lot could only bring out his two daughters and his wife.
在索多玛所得的一切的财物。
All the possessions he gathered in Gomorrah.
一切的地位。
All the status he had.
都只能丢在城里了。
Could only be left in the city.
神用硫磺和火湖啊，完全的把它灭绝。
So God destroyed the city.With a brim and fire.
他太太呢？这时候一定是觉得太可惜了。
Then his wife at this time mostly thought, "What a pity! What a shame!"
我一生的积蓄都在城里头。
All my life savings were there.
怎么可以这样就走了呢
？How could we just leave like this?
他就回头一看。
So she turned around.
他就变成一根圆柱。
And he became a pillar of salt, stone of salt.
所以他的女婿没了。
So Lot lost.His sons, two
他的太太也没了。
He lost his wife.
然后呢，他跟两个女儿呢，那个住到山里头去。
So he, together with his two daughters, went to live in a mountain.
这两个女儿也不知道从哪里来的观念呢。
And these two daughters, we don't know where they got this idea.
他说呢，没有人能够进到我面前来啊。
Since no man can come before us,
我们怎么办呢
？What shall we do?
我们这样子。
我们呢，
这个让父亲喝醉的酒，我们从他得后。
We'll make our father drunk, and then we will have descendants from him.
我想呢，罗德的两个女儿有这样子的想法。
If Lot's two daughters had a thought like this,
罗德要负很大的责任。
Lot had to take much responsibility for
it. 因为这两个女儿呢是在索多玛城里头长大的。
Because these two daughters were brought up in the city of Gomorrah.
索多玛里面所看见的是一切的污秽。
And in Gomorrah is filled with all the filthiness.
你可以想象到的，淫乱，这个同性恋。好，一切的恶事，你可以想象的话，在所罗门城里都可以看得见的。
All the sins, all the filthiness you can think of, whether it's fornication or homosexuality, it's all there in that city.
在这样环境长大的两个女儿，
now,
有这样子想法呢，不足为怪。
Now it's no wonder that the two daughters who were brought up in this kind of environment would have this kind of thought.
她们各生了一个儿子。
So each one of them bore a son.
一个呢是摩亚人的后代先祖。
One is the forefather of Amorites.
一个呢是亚门人的先祖。
The other one is the forefather of the Amorites.
这两族呢世世代代呢做以色列人的仇敌。
And these two tribes, all their generations were dead enemies of Israelites.
所以我们看呢，罗德这个人呢，就算他是得救的。
So Lot, even though he was saved.
他是一生呢完全失败的人。
All his life was full of failures.
可是很稀奇的。
But amazingly,
我们在读新约的时候
，as we read the New Testament,
他用需要是用例子的时候，他用到了罗德。
When the author of the book trying to explain something, he needed an example. He quoted a lot.
彼得后书呢，他这么说。
Now Second Peter tells us.
他说呢，判定索多玛、厄摩拉呢，将二城倾覆，焚烧成灰了。
God has destined that these Gomorrah and Sodom will be destroyed.
那作为后世不敬虔人的见解。
As a warning for all those people who are ungodly afterward.
那只搭救了那常为恶人言行忧伤的义人罗德。
God only saved the very person, the righteous Lot.
因为呢，义人呢住在他们中间呢，看见、听见他们不法的事，他的一心就天天伤痛。
Because the righteous Lot lived among all them, his righteous soul was tormented daily after seeing and hearing all those lawless deeds.
如果没有这段圣经的话
，If we do not have this passage,
我们想呢，怎么样猜想呢？罗德都是一个沉沦的人。
No matter how we look at Lot, he is a fallen person.
不可能是一个得救的人。
He simply cannot be that
same one. 但是圣经给他做的注解呢
？But the footnote that God, the Bible has,
两次提到他是个义人。
Twice it mentioned that Lot was righteous.
他不但说他是个义人呢
，Not only he was a righteous person,
而且说到他义为了这些不法的事情呢，天天他的义心啊，天天伤痛。
But his righteous soul was tormented daily because of all these lawless deeds.
不错呢。这个他是软弱了，他是失败了。
Yes, he was weak. He failed.
他受不了世界的诱惑。
He could not resist temptation from the world.
他住到索多玛去了。
He lived in Sodom.
但是他里面呢，这个得救的生命还在那里。
But the saved life still dwelt in him.
他里面呢是那个一心啊，为了这些旁边发生的事情呢，是天天伤痛。
So his righteous soul was grieving daily about the things that happened.
我们再一次看见了神看人的，神看他所爱的人呢，跟我们看是何等不一样。
So once again, we see how God views his beloved so differently from the way we do.
神将他的爱所爱的人所显出来的恩慈呢，是何等样的大。
And the kindness that God has shown toward his beloved is so vast.
在罗德身上呢，神所看见的。那是只看见他愿意出加勒底乌尔的 那份心。
What God sees in Lot is the very heart that Lot is willing to come out from Ur.
所以我们就能够稍微了解一点、哦、在罗马书第十一章里面所说的。
So now we can understand a little bit of Romans 11.
十一章第二十二节他所说的。
Romans 11 verse 22.
他说到可见呢神的恩慈跟严厉。
Behold then the kindness and the severity of God.
向那跌倒的人是严厉的。
To those who fell, severity.
向你是有恩慈的。
But to you, God's kindness.
这里的跌倒呢，不是我们平常所说的这个软弱失败啊。
Here, fail does not mean all the daily regular weaknesses or stumbling.
那这个跌倒呢，在其他地方翻译的是翻译他堕落了，他倾倒了。
In other passages, it simply some person fell or some person departed.
说到那些没有信心的人。
And it talks about all those who do not have faith.
说到那些离道反教的人。
Talks about all those heretics.
说到那些堕落沉沦的人。
All those fallen ones.
因为在前面第十一节的时候呢，他说况且他们的失脚呢，是叫他们跌倒吗？
Because in verse 11 we read, I say then they did not stumble so as to fall.
所以呢，所以这边的所说的跌倒呢，不是前面所说的那个失脚。
So to fall is not to stumble.
对于那些离开神的恩典的人。
To those who depart from God's grace.
对那些背逆神不跟从神的人。
To those who disobey God, who do not follow God.
神的审判是严厉的。
God's punishment is severe.
神的那个的作为呢，也是那个非常严厉的。
God's deeds are stern.
但是对于那些还有对神还有心的人。
But to those who have this heart toward him.
还愿意来跟随主的人。
To those who are willing to follow the Lord.
他们还愿意在神面前得到一些福分的祝福的人。
To those who are seeking the blessings from him.
他也许一时失脚了。
Even though they stumble.
他一时失败了。
They fail at one time.
但是呢，神呢是蛮有恩慈。
But God is full of grace.
所以在诗篇里面他这么说。
So,
我在那边说啊，
so、Paul says here,
他说、啊、你们要长久要住在他的恩慈里面，
you should dwell in his kindness.
否则呢你要被砍下来，
otherwise you will be broken off.
要认识自己，
you have to know yourself.
虽然我得罪了神，
even though I sin against God.
虽然我有软弱的时候，
even though I have times of weaknesses.
虽然我有跟不上的时候，
even though there are times I cannot measure up.
但是我紧紧抓到我的主，
but I simply try to take hold of him closely.
紧紧跟着我的主，
to follow him.
虽然在人面前的时候我常常有不完全的时候，
even though before man I'm so imperfect.
但是呢我在神的手里头呢，他对我是有极大的恩慈。
but in his hand he has so great kindness toward me.
他可能他会管教我，
He can discipline me.
他可能呢会让我遭遇到一些难处。
He could allow some difficult situations.
但是他绝对不会离弃我不顾我。
But he would never forsake me.
我在他手里面的是何等样的盼望。
Oh, how much hope I have in his hand.
神那极丰富的恩慈呢，要在我们身上显明出来。
The exceeding abundant kindness will be seen.
要显明给后来的世代看。
To show it to all the ages to come.
让人看见神他的那个恩典是何等样的丰富。
So that people will see the riches of His grace.
那什么叫做恩慈呢？
Then, what is kindness?
有些圣经上有很多字啊，它是非常很基本的一些字啊。
Some words in the Bible are so fundamental.
它是这些字呢，是用来解释别的字的。
They are used to explain other terms.
所以呢，圣经对这些字呢，都不太做太多的解释。
So the Bible doesn't have much explanation of
these
basic words. 恩慈呢，
就其中一个字。
And kindness is one of those basic words.
圣经并没有太多的解释。
The Bible doesn't have much explanation.
我甚至查到那个圣经字典呢，圣经字典里面什么解释
？Even I tried to look it up in the Bible dictionary, and it doesn't have much explanation.
因为他们找不到什么圣经的这个章节呢，可以用来解释这个恩慈。
Because they cannot find the verses that could explain this word.
所以很显然呢，神用这个字的时候呢，他相信我们能够明白。
So apparently, when God uses this word.He believes that we could understand it.
就照着我们平常对这个字的认识能够明白的。
Just from the general understanding we have toward this word, we should understand it.
所以呢，我用了一本字典啊。
So I pick up a dictionary.
它是美国那个传承字典 ，American Heritage Dictionary.
It's American Heritage Dictionary.
那在这个字典上呢，对这个字呢， 有几个方面的解释。
And in this dictionary, it has several explanations.
我把它呢稍微归纳了一下，大概三个方面。
I sum them up into three points.
他说什么是叫做哦，首先呢，这个字呢哈，在King James 分那个这个版本里面呢，它有一半是翻成 goodness 良善啊，一半是呢翻成 kindness 是恩慈。
Now, first of all, our kindness in the King James Version, half of the word is translated as goodness, the other half is kindness.
那么在其他所有的版本呢，几乎一律都翻成恩慈。
But in all other versions, it's always translated kindness.
那么圣经学者呢，对这个的地方呢，也都认为这应该是翻成恩慈。
Now, Bible scholars, some people would say that in this point, it should be translated as kindness.
不应该翻成良善。
Should not be translated as goodness.
所以呢，恩慈呢，这个意思呢，它第一个方面的意思呢。
So kindness, the first meaning to it is.
是说到一个人呢，他的一个性格。
It speaks of a person's character.
这个人呢是非常的友善的。
It speaks of the person being very friendly.
非常慷慨大方的。
Very generous.
他对非常热对人非常热情的。
Very warm-hearted.
所以呢，他是也就是说，这个人一个有恩慈的人呢，是非常能够平易近人的。
So a kind person should be very amiable.
那么人呢，到他面前呢，不会觉得有什么样的拦阻。
So when people come to him, her, they would feel no hindrance at all.
他就是非常的亲切。
Because this person is just very warm-hearted.
非常的平易近人。
Very sociable.
啊，就好像在那个罗马书第十二章里面说，他说，而且他是非常的那个对人非常热心的。
And also, he shows this such warmth.
那么罗马书里面他说，你们爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
That's why in Romans it says that be kindly affectionate toward one another in brotherly love.
那恭敬的要彼此推让。
And also in honor, give preference to one
another. 这就是说到一个有恩慈的人所表对面的表现。
Now this is all the manifestations of a kind person.
那么恩慈呢，在第二个方面的意思啊。
The second meaning to kindness.
那说到呢，这个人他很能够。那个同情人
，as that this person is very sympathetic，
他能够了解人，他能够替人着想。
He's understanding. He's trying to think for other people's interests.
也就是说呢，一个有恩慈的人呢、啊、
，so a man of kindness，
当别人有难处来到他面前的时候
，is the person when other people with their problems。
他
to come before him.
他总是能够进入到别人感觉里面。
He's always going into that person's problems.
他能够了解，能够体会别人在那时候的处境。
So he is sympathetic, and also he is actually can get into that person's shoes.
当人在那里哭的时候
，when that person is crying,
他可以在里面跟他一起哭。
In spirit, he cries with him.
当个人在那里喜乐的时候
When a person rejoices,
他可以跟他一同喜乐
In spirit, he rejoices with him.
他与哀哭的人同哭、啊、他与喜乐的人同乐与哀哭的人同哭
So he weeps with the person who weeps. He rejoices with the person who rejoices.
这样子的人呢是一个有恩典恩慈的人
Such a person is a person of kindness.
那么恩慈在第三方面的意思呢
Now thirdly, the meaning to kindness is
是说到了这个人能够原谅人
that this person is forgiving
他这个能够宽容别人
he's tolerant
他能够忍耐别人的错处
he is able to put up with other people's errors
是吧总是像希伯来像那个哥罗西书里面所说的、啊、
as we read in Colossians
那总是要彼此包容彼此饶恕
we should be tolerant with one another forgiving one another
所以一个有恩慈的人是什么样的人呢
so what kind of person is a personOf kindness.
他是一个不容易很不容易被得罪的人。
He is not a person easily provoked.
当然也不是一个很容易去得罪别人的人。
At the same time, he is not a person who easily offends others.
他是能够包容人。
He is very tolerant.
他可以宽容别人的不同。
Now he is forbearing, putting up with the differences
with
other people.
他可以接纳别人的软弱。
He can receive other people's tolerant their weaknesses.
那看见呢，恩慈啊，实在不是一件很容易的事情。
So we see that kindness is really not an easy matter.
恩慈呢，实在来说呢，是那个爱里面爱的表现。
Kindness is actually the very manifestation of the inward love.
所以他说爱呢是什么？是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
That's why the definition of love is long-suffering and kind.
如果我们里面没有那个爱的话，
If we do not have love,
没有那个父的爱在我们里面，
If we do not have the Heavenly Father's love,
我们里面不会，我们在外面没办法显出那个恩慈来。
Outwardly, we would not show kindness.
爱是我们里面的性情。
Now, love is the inner character.
恩慈是我们外面的表现。
Kindness is the outer showing.
所以呢，恩慈呢，也是圣灵所结的果，九个果子中间的一个。
Also, kindness is one of the nine fruit of the Holy Spirit.
当时圣经说到这个圣灵的九个果子的时候，
When the Bible speaks of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, nine of them,
非常有意思的。
Something very interesting here.
他首先呢，他先说到四个果子。
First, the Bible speaks of four types of fruit.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
Love, peace, joy, long-suffering.
然后呢，中间是恩慈。
And then you have kindness.
然后呢，记得是良善、
goodness,
信实、温柔、节制。
Gentleness and self-control.
好像呢，这九个果子里头啊。
As though these nine fruit.
左边四个果子，右边四个果子。
On the left side is one type of fruit. On the other side is the other.
中间这个恩慈呢，把这个果这个八个果子给连起来。
And kindness is the very one that connects these two.
那恩慈呢，能够把我们里面呢，神在我们里面所做的那些性情呢，能够表现得出来。
Kindness simply manifests all the character that God has been working in us.
能把神在我们身上的工作呢，能够流露到别人身上。
And it can make us to overflow all the work that God has performed in us.
我们在常常在想啊，圣灵在我们身上做这些果子。
We often think that all the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
实在来说呢，是圣灵呢在我们预备新娘妆啊。
Strictly speaking, this simply is the bride's wedding garment that God has been preparing for us.
我们今天呢在做什么呢
？What are we doing today?
我们在预备一件结婚的礼服。
We are simply preparing for a wedding gown.
准备有一天要穿的。
One day we will put on the wedding gown.
当我们的主耶稣基督来的时候
When our Lord Jesus Christ returns,
我们都要穿上这个礼服的。
We will all put on this garment.
我们今天呢是在做什么呢
What are we doing today?
圣灵呢是一根一针线 一针一线的呢把他的性情这个、果子呢做在我们生命里。
The Holy Spirit is working thread by thread, stitch by stitch,
这个呢
God's very character into us.
这个当然不是外面的一些挂在那里的那个装饰品。
Of course, these are not the outward adornments hanging there.
而是那个树上你所结出的那些果子。
But these are the actual fruit coming out of the tree.
从生命中里头出来的。
It's been born out of the life.
是圣灵呢，正在一针一线在我们生命上做的。
And this is being done by the Holy Spirit, stitch by stitch, thread by thread.
那我在想啊，这个恩慈呢，就好像这个嫁衣上啊，那个领子一样啊。
And the kindness is just like the wedding gown, the lining part.
把这两边呢，能够提纲挈领啊，提起来。
It's just like the framework of a wedding gown. Through it, you can simply pick up this beautiful wedding gown.
巴不得呢，神把这个恩慈呢，坐在我们里面。
Oh, if only God would work in us this kindness.
在以弗所书里面，他说。
Ephesians, we read this.
他说呢，不要使圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
你们原是受了他的印记。
Because you are sealed by him.
等候得赎的日子来到。
Waiting for the day of redemption.
一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、扰乱了。
All the bitterness, all the wrath, all the anger.
一切的恶毒啊，都要从你们中间除掉。
Put away all of them with malice.
同时要以恩慈相待
and be kind toward one another.
存怜悯的心呢彼此饶恕
be tender-hearted, forgiving one another.
就好像基督神在基督耶稣里面饶恕了你
just as God forgave you in Christ Jesus.
神呢借着他自己的工作多方面上显出他的恩慈
now God through his own work has shown us in many aspects his kindness.
他
神要他把他的性情呢，在他的百姓当中显得出来。God
also wants to manifest His divine attribute among His people.
所以他说，你们要以恩慈相待。So
He says, be kind toward one another.
当我们在彼此交往的时候。
As we deal with one another.
父母在对待儿女的时候。
As when parents treat their children.
夫妻彼此相处的时候。
When the couples live together,
弟兄姊妹一同在教会服事的时候,
when brothers and sisters serve together in the church,
何等需要这恩慈的恩慈呢显在我们身上,
how much we need the very manifestation of this kindness in us.
恩慈呢能使我们合在一起,
kindness enables us to be together.
恩慈呢使我们能够 彼此相交,
kindness enables us to fellowship with one another.
恩慈呢，使我们能够体恤别人。
Kindness enables us to be sympathetic toward one another.
恩慈呢，使我们能够彼此包容。
And kindness enables us to be tolerant with each other.
恩慈呢，能够把我们连在一起啊，一同来建立神的家。
Kindness enables us to be united together to build up God's house together.
如果我们要能够同心合意兴旺主的名的话,
if we want to further the gospel in one heart,
神的恩慈呢,一定要坐在我们里面,
God's kindness has to be worked in us,
要显在我们当中啊,
to be revealed among us,
好,叫他的名呢,能够得荣耀,
so that His name will be glorified.
我们一起祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer, please?
父母感谢你,
Father, we thank you.
因为你在基督耶稣里面所向我们的施的恩慈是何等样的大。
Because how great is the kindness which you have shown us in your Son Jesus Christ.
我们都经历了你的恩慈的作为。
And we have all experienced your deeds of kindness.
若不是你大有恩慈的神,
if it's not for your hand of great kindness,
我们早就倒在旷野中了。
We would fall in the desert.
我们早就不知道沉沦到什么地方去了。
We would never know where we have fallen to.
但父母感谢赞美你。
But Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是满有恩慈的神。
You're the God full of kindness.
哦，你有恩慈引领我们。
And you have been leading us with your kindness.
保守我们。
You have kept us till now.
建立我们。
Establish us.
这是让我们能够在耶稣基督里面更多经历主他的恩慈。
Help us to experience more of your kindness, your grace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我们能够一生一世能够早早保得他的慈爱。
So that all our life will be early satisfied with your kindness.
好，叫我们一生一世在他面前欢呼喜乐。
And all our life we shall rejoice and shout for joy before you.
感谢主。
Thank our Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
愿我们弟兄姊妹在饱尝神恩典慈爱的时候呢，我们更多的把荣耀赞美来归给我们的主。
May we give more of the glory and thanksgiving to God while we have been satisfied with His kindness and with His grace.
我们请弟兄姊妹翻开手上的周报，我们有几点报告。
Now, brothers and sisters, would you please take a look at the weekly bulletin? We just have a few announcements here.
在18号礼拜六的晚上呢，刚刚有分区的家庭的聚会。
On the 18th, Saturday's night, we will have the family fellowship in different districts.
分别在朱学明弟兄家、连宏志弟兄家，还有柳正国弟兄家。
We have three family fellowships in three different brothers' houses, 朱学明、柳正国、连宏志。
另外在下下的礼拜六25号呢, 将有家庭的福音的聚会。
And also on the 25th, two Saturdays from now, that we have the gospel meeting.
这里有点更正, 是在赵元福弟兄家7点半。
It will be held at Brother 赵元福's house at 7:30. There is a change of the announcement here.
这个聚会欢迎所有的福音朋友。
And we welcome all the gospel friends.
另外我们 下半年度的周五的点心还有儿童服事，请有负担的弟兄姊妹向朱学明弟兄登记。
And now is the time to rearrange for the latter half of the year's ministry on Friday night's Bible study and also children's ministry. So any one of you who is burdened on this, would you please sign up with Brother Zhu Xueming?